I'm Vanna Whalen for WNPR News. As Greece asks for a new three-year bailout from other countries in the eurozone, its economy continues to crumble. Without some sort of deal, Greece's banking system is facing collapse, and Senior Vice President Joseph Matthews, who runs the Fairfield office of Morgan Stanley, says the Connecticut economy, like those around the world, is watching and waiting.
You know, Connecticut is highly reliant on the insurance and financial services industries, being so close to Wall Street as well as the companies that are headquartered here in Hartford. The short-term volatility could very well impact earnings to those types of companies as well as to the personal portfolios of individuals.
Matthews estimates it's about a 75% chance that Greece will end its participation in the euro, and that could affect the dollar's value against the euro and Connecticut's trade with other European countries.
Until we know better, people are selling euros and moving money away from Europe. So what that's doing is making our goods and services that we, you know, dollar-based economies, and obviously Connecticut is one, that we export into the eurozone more expensive. So that harms companies that are doing business overseas.
He says four of Connecticut's top 10 trading partners are eurozone members: France, Germany, Great Britain, and the Netherlands. And Matthews says the next few days should answer some questions for Connecticut investors and businesses.
Once we get through this, regardless of whether Greece is in or out, having that increased clarity, right, that lack of uncertainty should calm things down a bit.
For WNPR, I'm Dana Whalen.